This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. A few weeks ago, we had the honor of having Dr. Ken Isaacs on with us, and we were talking about PTSD and neuroses and a lot of different things and how this is affecting many, many lives today in a lot of different ways. And his son, John Isaacs, is joining me in studio. John, great to see you again, sir.
It's good to see you, Scott. It's snowy day in Denver today, isn't it?
It is snowy today, yes, sir. So, great content a few weeks ago when we were able to have your father on. But for those that maybe didn't catch that first segment, I thought we'd recap here a little bit today and let you take just a couple of minutes and, tell us who your dad is, really, and then we'll get into our topic today.
Well, my dad's been a great dad to me, that's for sure. We started a foundation, Natural Psychology Foundation, to help people have an option of a non-pharmacological or a non-medicinal approach to curing some of their emotional issues, and the idea that emotions are your friend, they're not an enemy, and then you have thoughts which are separate. So there's two different kind of roads to go, and you don't need to mix them up. It can make you more comfortable. Anyway, my father enlisted in the army, and he was at D-Day 3. He was at the Battle of the Bulge. He's a veteran. Dad'll be 98 this April. He and I started the Natural Psychology Foundation, as I said, to help people understand that emotions are their friend, and it's a way to learn things. And Dad, after the war, got his PhD at the University of Chicago. He was head of the Illinois Veterans Outpatient Clinic, and he was in private practice for about 60 years. So that's a kind of quick overview.
Wow. Well, great. Well, Dr. Ken Isaacs is with us now, and so Dr. Ken, as last time, to make this easy, I'm just going to call you Dr. Ken, if that's okay. But first of all, as I mentioned last time, I sure thank you for your service, and we are very, very grateful for you. So thank you for being with us again today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
So let's start out here. You're the founder of this Natural Psychology Foundation, so tell us just a little bit of better background again, why you felt the need to devote your life to this.
Yeah, well, about 70 years ago, I started thinking about emotion, which is treated as though by most people as sort of an interference, a bad thing, interfering with the good thing, thought. And putting together what was going on within people, I came to the realization that feelings always tell us something about what's going on in and around us, that we have thought and feeling both participating with our sensory processes, which are physical, which are moved from physical to mental processes of perception. And we have perception, which, again, I hear people say, it's only perception. Perception is what we have, the best we have, for understanding. It's our capacity to understand what's going on around us. And all our animal cousins have retained their awareness and quick response to sensory perceptual processes. So previously we described what happens with people who are rejecting or opposing feelings. That mistake had started thousands of years ago. And what people do is oppose a feeling with another feeling, and in sequence and increasing intensity, oppose one feeling with another feeling, and they're in trouble. I termed the opposition to feelings as an affect or emotion phobia, a dislike of the feelings, and the increased intensity as potentiation, the building of increasing power to those. And sometimes people get tied up in opposing feeling with feeling with feeling to create a self-sustaining storm of emotion. When that happens, their minds are taken over by the storm of emotion, and that's where the so-called neurotic panic, phobia, PTSD, on and on, all these hundreds of named disorders are just that.
You know, you've mentioned before, and you've said these words where you say, you know, thoughts are one thing and emotions are another. What do you mean by that?
Well, we have, like all our animate creature cousins, we have a system, fortunately, a system in which there is thought that gives us memory and assembles ideas, information about what's happening, our situation, and so on. And we have a separate process paired with that in which we get an evaluation in feeling. We use feelings to evaluate the importance of whatever's going on in and around us with a feeling. It's a gift of nature to have that, not to be disparaged, not to be avoided. But what has happened over thousands of years is people opposing feelings as though they are damaging, and we get that only a feeling attitude from people, which has led us astray. It has caused the illnesses. It causes a range from anything from an attempt to ignore, to suppress awareness of the feelings, to try something else, and that has resulted. The worst part of it is the thousands and thousands of suicides.
Right.
The PTSD, but also the adolescent suicides are typically a storm of emotion, curable, preventable. And so for decades, I've been talking about that, successful with people who come in contact, and some over the internet, but millions more
sure.
who must learn.
Right. For a better life, PTSD cure and prevention. We are talking to Dr. Ken Isaacs, Natural Psychology Foundation. You can check out that website. And by the way, this is a great organization. If you are looking for an organization that you can maybe put a donation in for and help change lives, this is a great organization. Again, I know these folks very, very well, and we do not take it lightly when we talk about donations and helping people, because we always want to make sure that money's going in the right way, and this, I guarantee you, is. So check out their website, Natural Psychology Foundation. You'll also find a manual on there, which we can talk about here before we get out of here today with Dr. Isaacs, but it's called The Manual for Self-Curing Neuroses by Dr. Kenneth Isaacs, and a great self-help help type of manual. Now, let me ask you this. You've spent many, many hours counseling people and trying to get them to, you know, understand how you can be of help. But I think most of us are very afraid to look in a mirror and kind of face our emotions. Why is that?
Many of us think that the disturbances that people have that have been misnamed neurosis, but anything from panic phobia, PTSD has a long history. World War II, we called it PTSD. World War I, we called it shell shock.
Mm-hmm.
And for 100 years before that, we called it stress hysteria. Hysteria being a word that had been used to describe neurosis. And what people had begun to think of these disorders thousands, literally thousands of years ago. There are stories of them, and some of the early stories 4,000 years ago in the clays descriptions of these disorders. Anyway, people had thought that if they have such a disorder, it is because there is some defect in them, a weakness, a built-in trouble. And in fact, these are people who are as normal and healthy as anyone. And if they will take the time to go to free information on the website to learn what the process is, this feeling about feeling and storm
motion. Right.
And if they can do that, learn it, then observe within themselves and apply that knowledge, people are curing themselves. No drugs, no treatment. It is education.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many have learned that by looking at the website. I've had responses. My favorite one was the concise statement of a woman who had gone through that process on her own with the website.
Right.
And she left a message saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought my whole life was going to be wasted, but now it started over again.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you."
Well, that's what you want to hear right there for sure. So be sure and check out this website, Natural Psychology Foundation. Again, there's a great manual there. When we come back, Dr. Isaacs, here's what I'd like to talk with you about this. So folks that are listening to us today, and they have recognized, you know, they need help, or they are living with someone that needs help, and they don't know how to start that conversation to try to get their loved one help. So when we come back, I'd like for you to think about that just a minute, and we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, let's talk about, you know, in a family, because as you said, boy, this is just, you know, this is affecting many lives. It's not just the person suffering, you know, with this disease. It's affecting many, many, many family, other members.
It becomes a family disorder.
Absolutely. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley, joined along with John Isaacs here in studio. And our guest is Dr. Ken Isaacs with the Natural Psychology Foundation. Again, check out that website. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the banks, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. John Isaacs is in studio with us, and John's been a good friend of our show here for a couple of years now as an outdoorsman as well, and we usually meet up somewhere at a lot of our different expo shows we have around. And John brought this idea to me at the recent International Sportsman's Expo. Having his dad on, the more I looked at their information and what they were doing and what they have truly dedicated their lives to doing, we certainly wanted to get them on the show. And our subject is PTSD, cure and prevention. Dr. Ken Isaacs is on the phone with us. And so, Dr. Isaacs, when I talked about before the break here, you know, people maybe they have realized and they just don't know what to do, making that first step to get help. Or they're living with someone that they know is suffering from PTSD or some of these panic attacks like you've talked about, all the different things. So how's the best way to start that conversation to get a loved one help?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to make it very clear that despite the popular belief that people with such troubles are somehow lesser beings, are defective in some way. And the fact is, they simply have learned very well some false information. They have learned that emotions are interferences when the actuality is emotions are a fortunately built-in natural function, sensing, helping us to sense and perceive what's going on. So if people could relax about the idea of there being a defect and that the only real problem they have is some false information that they need to have corrected, no drugs, no painful, nothing but a bit of education, then they're more relaxed about approaching learning about these processes and developing a better life. And the fact, the trouble starts somehow with the infancy. Who as an infant has not heard a parent hug them and say, "Don't be sad, be happy. Don't be afraid, be brave. Don't be this, don't feel this, feel something else." And the lesson in that, beneath those words, is manage your feelings. And we cannot manage feelings, fortunately. If we could, we'd be in worse trouble.
Sure.
What we can do is use them. And as people learn that it's a simple process of learning. In office, typically, it took 3 to 5 sessions, 1 hour sessions, to free people of these disorders. The success rate was something over 90%.
Wow, that's amazing.
3 to 5 sessions, as opposed to endless psychoanalysis. I used to be a psychoanalyst. It used to be endless, and what would happen would be a slight amelioration, a bit of comfort, but you do the same, you have a nice dog. But what can be, see, the typical treatment was 3 to 5 sessions to success. Occasionally, the people who were struggling to encompass the actual knowledge, it could be a couple months. And at the other end, people with open minds, ready to learn, able to observe within themselves that the processes of their minds, and apply the knowledge, 1 session. And after some patients had been in treatment for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, with some therapy, would come to me. They took 3 to 5 sessions, typically.
Right.
So it's a matter of people accepting the idea, open-minded, that they needed to learn something and to learn and think about it and observe inside goes well.
Well, you know, you mentioned something earlier in the first segment of just when you look at all the people that are probably typically going to just the medical route on this and the regular, whether it be psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever, I'm sure you saw many that were, you know, basically just given the prescription drug path or you know, non-prescription
right.
drug path, where then, boy, it did nothing good to help them get in touch with their, you know, emotions and feelings like you're talking about.
Yeah, Scott, the price, I'm bragging a little.
That's all right. Hey, you should brag a little bit.
But a woman came to me. She told me the story. that for 2.5 years she had been unable to swallow solid food. That's called a conversion neurosis, a transformation from psychological to physical. She had gone for 2.5 years, she had gone to every kind of specialist to study her throat and swallowing system. Nothing happened. Nothing good happened. She finally went to a psychiatrist, and he said, well, what you have is incurable, but that's all right. I'll give you medication, and you will feel less. And she took the medication for about 6 months. Nothing happened, and she was, if you can imagine, the liquid diet, she was skinny.
Right.
I was worried about her. I squeezed her in the next morning because I was concerned. You get down around 85 pounds, you're dead.
Sure.
And she came in. Well, we talked. She told me a story. We had about 20 minutes. I could tell her a little bit about the kind of thing I just said 5 minutes ago, to learn and think about, you know, view inside. She came in the next morning and said, well, I'll tell you about what happened last evening. I went home. I cooked dinner for my husband and little boy, 4-year-old. And I sat down and ate with him.
Wow.
So after 2.5 years not being able to swallow, 20 minutes with a bright, open mind, she learned, applied.
Wow, that's great.
So it's real.
Yes, sir. Well, again, PTSD cure and prevention, and that's right, you heard the word cure. Go to naturalpsychologyfoundation.com. You can look on there. There's an absolutely free manual for self-curing neuroses by Dr. Kenneth Isaacs, and he talks about the simple process that creates neuroses and a lot of different things there. And again, this is absolutely free of charge. So be sure and check that out. Now, John, his son is in studio with us, as I mentioned, opening today's show. And, John, you showed me a little car, and you guys are doing a lot of things to try to help people. But tell us about this. We got about 3 minutes left here, but tell us a little bit about the car that you
We have up. We have a reminder card. And, Scott, it's a small plastic card with 12 of my father's observations and sayings about emotions so that you can understand them. And I think one thing that my father's pointing out is when you have feelings and you get confused, doesn't mean that you're defective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's a big problem with a lot of other people. The other thing I was going to mention is, you know, talking about getting family involved, you might say, why don't we try this? Why don't you just take a look at it,
right,
see if it makes sense? You have to want to take care of yourself.
Sure.
If you don't, this isn't going to do anything for you. But anyway, we put together a reminder card so because my father was concerned about a lot of the soldiers losing their lives to suicide. So this laminated card, you can put it in your pocket, and you know, if you spill coffee on it, just wipe it off. And it's for the people in the deserts of Afghanistan or in the hospital or in the airport traveling, so they can take a minute and think about these things and understand them. And so that's one of the things that we mail out to people, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get in touch with them through the website there. It's the naturalpsychologyfoundation.com. And again, look at this manual for the self-curing neuroses by Dr. Kenneth Isaacs. And once again, I'll mention, you know, a lot of us give to a lot of different organizations and all, and some these days are afraid to because you just don't know where the money's going. But I'm telling you, I know these folks personally and highly, highly recommend. Boy, if you want to put some money somewhere that's going to helping people and changing lives, this would be a good spot. And again, that's the naturalpsychologyfoundation.com. And check out that manual for the self-curing neuroses. And Dr. Ken Isaacs has been our guest. And once again, Dr. Isaacs, just thank you so much for taking your time. And, man, I'm going to try to mark it down. Now, your birthday, you'll be 98 in April. Is that right?
That's the probability.
Well, hey, that's a good thing there. Yeah. So,
I appreciate this opportunity.
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to do it. And, man, just thinking of all the lives and families that you've been able to help and influence over the years, boy, just a great, great thing. So, again, thank you for your service, and thank you for being with us today here on Haystack Help Radio. We appreciate it. All right, John, thank you, sir.
Scott, thanks for having us over. We've enjoyed it.
Hey, we have too as well. So we got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-808-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Want to welcome our guest, John Hinkle, with us today, Online Trading Academy. Been a great supporter of ours here on Haystack Help Radio for a number of years and really helping out our listeners, their website, tradingacademy.com. With that, let me welcome our guest, Mr. John Hinkle. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself,
great
Scott?
Great to see you. John, when you talk to people and maybe, you know, they come just to your initial class here and all that, what are people come up and say, man, I never knew this, or, you know, just what are they kind of surprised to learn?
Yeah, it's amazing. I hear so many people say, I had no idea. I had no idea this is, you know, how the institutions were making money. You know, nobody taught me this. I had one gentleman that had been, it still stands out in my mind. He was a very bright gentleman. He was gone to a very prestigious college. He was a Harvard grad, you know. Harvard grads always let you know they went to Harvard.
Absolutely. Right? You never have to ask them where they went to school. Yeah.
And he said, you know, he said during this 3.5-hour class, I learned more than I did in 40 years of investing. So I hear that all the time from people that come to that class. It really opens their eyes. They'll learn so much about what makes the market go up, what makes the market go down, what they can do to insulate themselves from the inevitable bear markets that come along, and how they could participate to a greater degree and keep more of their money in the up markets as
right.
well.
So looking in your crystal ball or your forecaster hat, what do you think the year is going to look like?
Well, I'm always cognizant about forecaster errors. So, but I will say one thing that I really there's a couple things that I think are pretty clear. I think people have underestimated the economic impact of this tax cut, bringing home so much money that's offshores, that companies have stored offshores. It's kind of been basically, I think we're going to have a pretty significant rally in terms of the stock market, driven really by an increased economy. I think we're going to see growth much stronger than we have over the previous 7 or 8 years. You know, there's been this myth the U.S. economy can only grow at 2%. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. We're well capable of going 3-4% or more. And I think we're going to see really strong growth going forward. And I think that's what the market's telling you with the runaway train that we've had over the last several months.
Right. And, you know, I think no matter who you are and what your financial status is, everyone can probably stand to look at ways to protect their money and, you know, try to invest a little bit more and save more for the future.
Yeah, and make it work for you. I think one of the biggest thing, you know, we always talk about what the 95% do, most average people, versus the 5% that seem to have all the success. Mm-hmm. And the 5% make their money work for them. And that's one of the things we're trying to teach our students to do, how to make their money work for them. You know, you work hard for your money. Why shouldn't your money work hard for you instead?
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. This is a free half-day class that he has given us some passes to. It's a $500 value, but you've got to call and reserve your spot. 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Now, I said before the break there, let's talk about instructors. You know, if you're going to go learn something, you want to know the background, a little bit of who's teaching me. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, our instructors are amazing, Scott. I'll tell you that firsthand. They're all great educators. But more than that, they're all professional traders. So our students really benefit from their real-world knowledge. It's not just about the ivory-towered theory. They're gonna teach you practical things that you can apply to your own investing and trading. So I think that's one of the real great things about our instructors. Our students are always telling me how much they appreciate the knowledge and passion that the instructors bring to the table.
Right. I mean, you can go on your website, and there are some great testimonials. And, you know, a lot of people, man, just talk about the freedom it gives them. They talk about the instructors. They've talked about, again, like you said, the other gentlemen learn more in 3.5 hours than in 40 years. And Cassie, we were just talking with Cassie here. Cassie, get on just 1 second. Okay. And Cassie's a very young person, much younger than John and I.
Yes.
And but in school, you go to school, Cass, I mean, mm-hmm. they don't teach you any of this stuff with finances.
Yeah, and I did my undergrad. I did 4 years of undergrad, and I was homeschooled before that. So my mom did actually teach us, you know, I knew how to write a check. I knew how to balance a checkbook. I knew all of that stuff. But even going to college, I mean, we had many mandatory classes, but none of them were, here's, you know, to know your credit. How do you know, even know how credit works, you know? Mm-hmm. How does insurance work? How do any of it? So that would have been really helpful.
Sure.
Yeah.
And saving money, I mean.
Yeah.
Do young people your age think about saving money much?
I do. I would hope others do.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, right now I'm in this stage where I'm out of college and I'm just working, so saving money is definitely a priority. But my generation is definitely taught, oh, just live for now, go travel, go do whatever you want, and think about that later,
yep.
which
That later has come for us, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it's getting there fast.
Absolutely.
You know what? I see, frankly, there's a few too many baby boomers that have lived that lifestyle too, and now they're panicked. They don't know what to do. All is not lost.
That's a good point. No matter where you are, there's always a starting point.
Absolutely. You just have to decide that, put that line in the sand, put the stake in the ground, and decide, hey, I'm gonna do something a little bit different. I'm gonna make my future a little bit brighter. It's always frustrating. I'll see a guy that, sometimes I'll see a student come in that maybe, I'm just thinking of one gentleman who's 75 years old, and his retirement is delivering pizzas, and he doesn't want to deliver pizzas till he's 80. So he knows he's got some work to do to catch up to be where he needs to be. And I don't think anybody wants that in retirement. I mean, we don't envision ourselves giving away samples at the Costco in our retirement age. That's not how I envision my retirement.
Absolutely.
I know our students don't either. They want to have a full life that they can participate with their family, their grandkids, their spouse, and making that happen is really a process.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think just the media has influence on, what happens when the financial world like that?
It definitely has some influence, for sure. I think if we look at, how people today are raised versus maybe how our parents or grandparents are raised about saving for a rainy day, growing up on the farm where you had to make savings to get through the winters.
Sure.
I think there's definitely been a mindset over the last 40, 50 years in this country, and not all for the better, unfortunately. One of the things that I love about our students is that they recognize that that they may not be on a sustainable path, and the last thing that any of us want is to be a ward of the state in our retirement, or be a burden on our kids or grandkids.
Right.
And and that's one of the things that I love about our students, is they've recognized that and are taking steps to make that not be the case.
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. A few more minutes left here for you to call 303-217-4511. Again, this is a half day class, and this is just a tremendous class. They've been doing this for years and years, and John's kind enough to give us 15 passes for this. I know some of those are gone, but if you'll call right now, 303-217-4511, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, they'll take care of you. Again, during this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates the market moves, how to protect your money, John. And again, I think that's a big part of this, is keeping what you got, too.
And keeping more of it. How to pay less in taxes, which is huge, too. It's great to make the money, but you need to keep the money as well.
Sure. 303-217-4511, and again, TradingAcademy.com. 2 minutes left here, John, so let's sum this up. Why do you think most people, have such a challenge with, the market and investing and just trying to figure it out on their own?
It's really not their fault. Most people don't have the skills. They've never taken the time or had anybody able to show them the skills and the knowledge they need to be successful in the market. They've never had a mentor. They've never had somebody that's really taken the time to help them develop the necessary skills. And so they consequently, they never get the kind of returns that they're capable of.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate always great information. Thank you for being a great partner with us here on Haystack Help Radio, and we will look forward to a lot more shows, a lot more information about Online Trading Academy.
Sounds great, Scott. Look forward to it.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs.
shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, one of our biggest fears is running out of money. Have you sat down with a financial professional to help you plan for a comfortable retirement? It's never too soon or too late for retirement planning. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to talk to you now, Jess Sorcy. And Jess is the Metabolic Coordinator, Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am waiting to get some blood results back, and then we're going to get on a good path. So I've talked to Dr. Stedman, and I told him I'm going to break down and finally eat what you tell me to eat. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, and you know, you've been on with Dr. Stedman several times, but I wanted to kind of separate you a little bit today and really just talk about the nutrition side of things. And tell us just a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, my background, actually, I was a middle school and high school English teacher for a few years, and then decided that really wasn't my path. And one of the reasons was because I became more passionate about nutrition while I was teaching, because I saw, you know, the kids in the classroom were eating well and that was affecting their learning. And I also coached a cross-country team and would see what these athletes were eating and not eating. And so at that point, I decided that I still wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach nutrition. So my ultimate goal was to go back and get a degree in nutrition, which is what I did through the Nutrition Therapy Institute. And then I wanted to go back into the school system. But then I fell in love with more the clinical side of nutrition, which is currently what I'm doing in Dr. Stedman's office. So definitely different paths have come my way. And now I feel like I'm doing what I really enjoy doing, and it's a good fit. So I really love helping get people on the right track to health and wellness.
Right. You know, I was looking at a few credentials and reading on several websites about you, and one quote I saw, and I wanted to get your comments on, it says, as a master nutritionist therapist, Jess focuses on helping clients bring balance back to the body as a means of regaining overall health and wellness. When you talk about bringing balance back to the body, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about working on the body's systems to make sure the physiology is working properly. So bringing balance back would be, you know, managing blood sugar levels, working on the detoxification system, making sure the digestion is optimal, working on adrenal function so that, you know, dealing with stress and those other things that are all going to throw the physiology of the body off, which then can make us feel maybe a little bit sluggish or like things just aren't, you know, going as well as they could be.
Right. How would you describe your style of kind of working with clients? I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
My initial consultation, you know, is really trying to get a feel of what the patient's coming in for and then really discussing just my approach to things. So, you know, how we can go about working with them and what they're coming in with. So when I work with patients, I always try to meet them where they're at. So coming in and changing your diet is a very intimidating and very difficult thing to do. So I try to make sure that they're comfortable with the changes that we're making and that we're not making too many changes too quickly, because that's going to result in failure on right. both my part as well as the patient. And so it's really an open communication about, this is what I think we need to do to get you where you want to go. And then the patient, you know, coming back and saying, yeah, I can do that, or no, is there a different way to go about it? So really flexible, really kind of driven by both myself and the patient.
Because it's really all about communication. And when I say communication, not only just talking, but being honest with each other, kind of like I was with you, like I'm not eating that. But seriously, it is something where you just have to be honest, say, okay, you know what, man, I can't eat that. But are there other alternatives we can do? And if there's not, then we just got to grow up and buckle down and suck it up and eat it. But it's really all about just really being honest with you of what we are going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, I would rather see someone make two small changes than 10 really big ones at one time.
Sure, because I think a lot of times, like you said, if people say, okay, I want to lose 40 pounds, and they focus on losing 40 pounds. Well, that's a big number. So I think if we go into it, folks, and hey, what I want to lose this week or in the next 2 weeks, you know, of 8 pounds or 10 pounds, I mean, it's more in steps instead of looking at that big number, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people come in here all the time and they're like, I want to lose a bunch of weight, and that's great and I'll pay attention to it. But really it's more about changing the physiology so that you feel good, and the weight loss should be a side effect of that. If we're doing our job right, then the weight should just naturally come off.
Sure. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So when we talk about nutrition, I mean, wow, it is just, it's changed so much over the years. And you look at, you know, these different aisles in our grocery stores, and just because it's on that health food aisle doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So is one of the bigger steps, or one of the first steps that you do, just trying to get us to understand labels and what we're eating?
Yes, most definitely. There is so much confusion around the food industry and, you know, different diets and where people should be. So really those first few appointments is about educating on, you know, what is a healthy diet for most people, and then how to navigate through the challenges of the grocery store, reading labels and knowing the difference between natural and organics and genetically modified foods and all those new terms that are out there that everyone's becoming more aware of.
Right.
So definitely guide everyone in understanding those choices.
Sure. And then, you know, another thing I think that we all have to understand, if we're going to go down this journey of getting healthy and weight loss, we didn't get to where we are overnight, and there is no, magic pill or potion or things that are out there sometimes on the market that we see advertised. I mean, we really have to get in the mindset, and I think it's really all between our ears of getting this done and understanding it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, I can't tell you how much I preach that. It's not a 6 weeks, let's clean up your diet and then go back to, you know, how you're eating before. It's really about figuring out how you can incorporate this into everyday life and finding a balance with that so that you can, you know, go to family functions or parties and be social, but also keep your health as a top priority.
Right. And, you know, one thing I think is just great about, you know, Integrated Health Systems there with Dr. Stedman is too, because he was on the other day with us and he talked about, you know, if you're not losing weight and you are doing the steps that you feel are necessary, maybe it's not your fault, meaning it could be thyroid imbalances, digestive problems, all that. So this is kind of your one-stop shop, because you guys are right there together. You can communicate well of what's going on with a patient, and I see that as a win-win. Instead of going, you know, to you as a nutritionist person that's trying to help me and then having to make an appointment with another doctor and then trying to get everybody on the same page, to me it's just a great deal to have both of you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about, giving us the tools that we need, and I think, like I say, I think you used a great word there, just education and getting us to understand that. Do you find it's better with a a coaching type of way that you go about it, where we check in with you and all that? Because I know I do better under that. I just do, you know. And I mean, you look at all the pro sports, all the stuff. I mean, you know, there's multiple coaches on one football team because they're there for different reasons. But do you find that people do better for the most part with a coach like you?
Yes, it's a lot to take on your own, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up that people don't realize, you know. Like, they're like, well, I'm eating better, but I'm fatigued, so what do we need to do? So then we can make adjustments from there. There's also, you know, just knowing that you're going to follow up with somebody, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do well this week. I'm going to eat the foods that she told me to eat so that I can go report that to her. So there's the accountability as well. But I think, you know, having that, just that relationship with someone of working on the same goal together is really beneficial for a lot of these patients. And then again, it's still about the education piece as well. So we do a lot of that during the follow-up appointments.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And if someone wants to come in just for a consultation, how does that work as far as cost and all, just for an initial consultation?
We do a free 30-minute consultation. So anyone that's interested in, you know, getting care at Integrative Health can just call the front office, and we can get you scheduled to learn a little bit more about what we do and how we can help.
All right, and that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Well, Jess, we're going to do some of these kind of wellness-type topics with you and try to get you on a couple of times a month to talk about these things and just to bring that education side of it. And then hopefully we can get some folks in there, because maybe you've already seen it where some came in earlier in the year here and had that New Year's resolution, and all of a sudden it's already not going so well. So, again, if you fall off that wagon, get back on it, right? Don't stop.
Yep, keep going.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And, again, we'll be talking to you a couple times a month here to help us out here in this matter of wellness and nutrition. So we appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Jess Sorcy, Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, and they'll help you out. I want to thank all of our guests today, and be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.